ओम शांति। 30th August 2018 थर्सडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी फ्री फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज एंड सेलिब्रेट द कंप्लीशन सेरेमनी समाप्ति समारोह बाय फिनिशिंग योर ओल्ड कार्मिक अकाउंट्स व्हेन ऑल सोल्स व्हेन All you souls in this foreign world are bound in bondage. The Father comes and makes you free from bondage by reminding you of your original form, Swarup, and original land, Swadesh. He makes you into masters of the self, self-sovereigns, Swaraj Adhikari. And then takes you to your original land, Swadesh. So in order to go back to your original land, celebrate the completion ceremony, Samapti Samaro, of finishing Samapti of all karmic accounts. So when you celebrate this ceremony now, you will then be able to celebrate the perfection ceremony at the end. Only those who have been free from bondage, Jivan Mukt, over a long period of time, are able to attain the status of liberation in life. Those who are Bandhan Mukt, free from bondage, they are able to attain the status of liberation in life, Jivan Mukt, over a long period of time. So, this is a foreign world and soul is in bondage, Bandhan Yukt. Father comes and he reminds of Swaswarup, original form, Swadesh, original place from where we had come. And he thus makes us into Swarajya Adhikari, self-sovereigns. And that's why for this completion ceremony to occur, one must finish all karmic accounts. So when you celebrate the ceremony now, you will be able to celebrate the perfection ceremony at the end. And only those who are free from all the bondages for a long period are able to attain the status of Jivan Mukt over a long period of time. How to finish off karmic accounts? It's a question that has been asked time and again from very long time. In order to understand this karmic accounts, we need to understand first of all what is karma. What is this karma philosophy? Karma are nothing but the mental impressions. And they say there are three types of karmas. Oh. One is prarabdha karma. Second is sanchit karma. And third is agami karma. So these are the three types of karmas they talk of. Sanchit, prarabdha is that which we are experiencing the result now, at present. The something which was done in the past and now we are experiencing the result. Somebody has committed the crime and now he is experiencing the punishment. He is punished, he is in prison. So that is going on. Second is sanchit, which is stored. Somebody has committed the crime, but he has yet not been caught. It is stored, but soon that stored up thing will come out. And in that stored, one of the part is prarabdha, which is already experiencing. But some part is stored, which is not experiencing. Third is agami. Agami means it is there, but he might experience it again long term future, somewhere in long term future. Aga means future. Now, can this karmic account be settled? This is a very important question. The answer is yes and answer is no. Some karmic accounts can be settled, some may not get settled. Just as mother prepares some food. So there are two stages. One is pre-cooking and one is post-cooking stage. You can do some modification in the pre-cooking stages. In some food, you can do modification in the post-cooking stage also. If the salt is less, you may add it later on. But in some food, whatever you have to do, you can do only here in the pre-cooking stage. Once it is prepared, you can't do any change there. Example? Pizza. Cake. So, once it is prepared, you can't do any change. Whatever you have to put, whatever oil or salt or sugar you have to do, you can do only here. Pre-cooking. Post-cooking, you can't. You have to eat whatever is there. So that is post-cooking stage. So the answer is yes and answer is no. There are some karmas which can be nullified. While some of the karmas, you can't do anything with them. So, prarabdha karma, sanchit karmas, and agami karmas. Then, how do we say that with yoga, you burn away your sins? What is that? How can I say that? When I say that with the power of yoga, or when Baba says with the power of yoga, you can burn away your sins. We can burn away the bad karmas. Karmas again are of two types. Good karmas and bad karmas. They are nothing but good impressions and bad impressions. So, when I say that yoga burns away the bad karmas, what do I mean? Where it is acting? Pre-cooking stage or post-cooking stage? Or there is some way to destroy everything, complete all the food? When I say that yoga power burns away the sins, what does it mean? It has come time and again. In almost every day's Murli, you hear yoga power, you burn your vikarm, pap karm. Baba says, with the yoga power, you can burn all the 63 births vikarmas. So what does he mean that, when he says that? So, that is the result, but how the process is occurring? So, how? That is the question. What does he mean? What does he mean? How? How? This is the yoga power. With the yoga power, this is the soul which is laden with sins. Bad karmas, vikarmas. So we are saying that with the yoga power, the sins are destroyed. Updates are removed. What about the original software? It will be there. So, it's actually, if we think of this as a soul, it is covered with many impressions or layers of karmas. Good karmas, bad karmas, good karmas, bad karmas. Even good karmas are bondage. Even bad karmas, of course, are bondage. But soul is bound. Soul is trapped, caught here. These are all the different sanskars. So when I say that, yoga power, and what again is the yoga power? It is nothing but when the soul is trying to become bodiless, what is happening? Soul is trying to become bodiless. Is it definitely going to Paramdham? No, it is here only. Soul never goes anywhere. Soul never travels anywhere. It is, we feel that we are imagining or we are visualizing that I am in subtle world or I am in Paramdham. Actually, soul is not going anywhere because the going out of the soul is called death. So it is not possible. Even the so-called sandeshis, they sit and they go in trance. Or for example, even Dadi Gulzar ji, when she is sitting, so is the soul leaving the body? Soul, if the soul leaves the body, it is known as death. So soul doesn't leave the body. It is the subtle body that leaves. Subtle body cannot travel without the soul. So what is it? Yeah, we'll come to that. So, even for all those sandeshis, first of all come to that. For example, the sandeshi is sitting, a trance messenger. She goes in trance. She goes there for half an hour, 15 minutes, and then comes back. And she describes for half an hour what she saw. So who has gone where? Soul has not traveled, nor subtle soul, nor subtle body. It's here only everything is getting merged and emerged. It's here only that the subtle world is emerged and the subtle world is dissolved. So everything is happening here only in the consciousness. One is this. Second, when I say subtle, bodiless stage, it's actually soul is here and we are thinking it's in the subtle world or the supreme abode. Soul is visualizing itself that it is in the subtle world or in the supreme abode. And this visualization is so strong because what we visualize we become, that soul gets detached from the body. And because of this detachment, some of the neural pathways which are in the brain, to which the soul is so much attached, and those have been created by repeated actions, they get loosened. Or what they call nowadays is neuroplasticity. New pathways are created and old pathways can be destroyed. Earlier there was a belief that whatever neurons are there, they remain the same. But now the belief system is changing, or the scientific results are coming out which say that new pathways can be created. The moment the soul gets bodiless, there occurs the detachment of the soul from this brain thing. And those pathways, they start dissolving. And some of the impressions which are there in the brain also, on the brain also, that also is loosened. So it's here only that we get bodiless. We don't go anywhere, nor in the subtle world, nor in the supreme abode. We are here only. Soul doesn't travel there. Here only we get detached from the body and get the experiences which are there in the subtle world and the supreme abode. And as a result of this, new things fill and old things are deleted. This is one thing. Now coming back to this, another same questions. When I say yoga power, and this is the soul. So the moment I get bodiless, the moment I get connected with the, or visual, in this, go in the stage of visualization, the things start happening. So when I say karmic accounts are getting cleared, or sins are getting destroyed or burned away, it means those impressions surrounding the soul, or what you call updates, all this, they are nullified. They are neutralized. The more the yoga power, the more they will be neutralized. The example is of that the robber Ratnakar. He was committing so many sins, and then one day he interacts with Narada, and he gets to know that nobody is his, and then he gives up that sinful life and he engages in tapasya, and he doesn't know how to do tapasya, and he is drowned in tapasya for a very long time. And when he came out as a saint. So what happened? Those impressions of the past life, those sinful karmas, those bad karmas, those sanchit karma, which was about to bear fruit, even that is destroyed. Prarabdha cannot be destroyed. Sanchit can be destroyed, and even the agami, which was to come, that didn't come. Because of so long time purusharth, or detachment from the body, long time detachment from the body. So, automatically those evil sanskars, tendencies, habits, addictions, updates, layers, surrounding vibrations of the soul, soul is little detached from them. And this getting detached or from those sanskars itself is known as nullification. Yeah. Where does he come in this picture? To teach this philosophy. He comes in this picture to give the scientific explanation of the methods of getting bodiless. It's not that people did not get bodiless before. There is one saint in South. I forgot his name. I think Sadashiv, yes, Sadashiv. In some few, many centuries back. So, he was with his guru, and there are a lot of temples which are dedicated to Sadashiv. So, that man, he used to talk a lot. Too much gibberish, talking and talking and talking. And one day his guru told him, stop talking. And he stopped talking, and after that he never spoke for whole of his life. That was a vow of silence throughout his life. One. Second, he used to move naked or in semi-naked stage, and he used to stay in advanced stages of samadhi or advanced stages of trance or out of body. And there are a lot of miracles attributed to this man. Lot of miracles. If you can go and search, there are movies made on him. Not Indian, Tamil movies, not Hindi. So, this man, he remained in the bodiless stage. He had no idea whether he is male or female. So, he did not have that knowledge of soul as we have. He did not have knowledge of God as we have. But still, whatever past bad karmas he must have done, they got destroyed. So this philosophy is existing from long time. It's not that it did not exist. You do good. People try to... This classification of prarabdha, sanchit and agami is not in any of the murlis. This is in scriptures. And they talked of destroying sanchit karmas. They talked about nirbij samadhi where all the things are destroyed. They talked about that seedless samadhi, where everything is destroyed, where all this agami karmas are destroyed. So, this destruction of the previous bad karmas, it has been described in scriptures. Not only in Indian scriptures, but also in other scriptures. If you go to Christianity, Saint Augustine, the Confessions of Saint Augustine, the book, he has committed a lot of crimes. Almost each and every frivolity of youth, every sensuality of youth, Saint Augustine had done. But later on, sudden realization and sudden 180 degree turn and life changed. And then he was a spiritual man. So there also, they destroyed this sanchit with prayers, prarthanas. All religions, for that matter. They resorted to prayers. They resorted to going to tirthayatras, pilgrimages, by doing charity, by conducting yajna, by sacrificial fire, and so many other things. By doing japa. So they resorting to good karmas, they nullified the bad karmas. So, Baba is saying in today's Vardhan, what you have to do is, in order to go back to the original land, if you want to go to Swadesh, get situated in Swadharm, your original form, your original religion. So when I get situated in the original form, automatically I get detached from the body. And when I remind myself from where I have come, automatically I get detached from this world. So detachment from the body and the detachment from the world occurs. And in that stage, celebrate the completion ceremony of finishing all the karmic accounts. Soul has got a lot of karmic accounts. Good, bad, good, bad. If I praise somebody, is it creating a karmic account? If I blame somebody, it creates karmic accounts. If I praise somebody, it creates karmic account. So every moment I am creating karmic accounts. It's not that only in the 63 births you did a lot of sinful activities and karmic accounts are created and now you have to destroy that by going into the deeper stages of yoga. No. Each and every moment, soul is creating new karmic account. That's why attention is required at each and every step. That whatever I do, that should be with attachment. Whatever I do, that should be with in the stage of detached observership, sakshi bhav. Otherwise, even good karmas will bind me. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. One American leader has said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. If you want to become free, get free. But eternal vigilance, eternal watchfulness, imperishable watchfulness is needed. You should be attentive at each and every moment of life. Because the moment you become unconscious, you create new karmic account. For example, there's a man and he goes to the theater. This is an old story, natak, in the villages, to watch the drama has come in the village, the natak company that keeps on moving, so he goes, but he carries with him a mat, okay, and he goes there and he finds it has not been started, okay, the drama is not started as yet, so what he does, he says, let me sleep. So he puts the mat on the floor and he goes to sleep. And when he gets up, he finds that it is over. Then he takes his mat and comes back home. What is this? He went to sleep in between. This is sleeping is known as becoming unconscious. In the path of spirituality, you cannot afford to go off to sleep. Because when you will get up, you will find the drama is over. The time has gone out of your hand. So, eternal vigilance, eternal watchfulness, eternal attention is needed at each and every step. Because any time you can tip over and fall. And then it takes long time to come back to the original stage. Then it takes long time to restore your stage back to that original stage. One who has fallen down takes a lot of time. That's why best is never to fall. To keep, Baba has said, one of the murlis, those kajals, chabuk, or those lagam tight of Srimat. Otherwise this horse of mind will run here and there. So finish off the karmic accounts. How? By finish this karmic account and have this samapti samaro, completion ceremony, by finishing karmic accounts. So yoga power destroys the sanchit and the agami karmas. Prarabdha you are already undergoing, so prarabdha remains untouched. But sanchit you can definitely destroy, because it is, you have done the crime and the result is about to come, but you can destroy it by doing tapasya. present is this prarabdha. Whatever that is happening, it is already the unfolding of the past. Yeah, it is creating a fresh account. Now this is something of the past. Now when you do something, if I praise somebody and I get attached to that person, I am now creating a fresh bondage. I am creating a fresh impression, fresh update, a fresh auto impression. This is auto update or new layer of sanskar, new layer of karma, and that karma might bind me to that soul. That's why to praise others is very good, but praise should be with detachment. That should not be a part of flattery. That should not be a part of sycophancy, or that should not be a part of some selfish vested interest.
Even karma, even seva is a good karma.
Seva is a good karma, and seva can bind. Seva can bind.
It is an account.
It's an account. It can. It is an account. Remember, if suppose, I think you only said, some student is coming and I start giving him course. Even that student whom I am giving course, I have some karmic account. Otherwise, why I will give him 7-day course? And I can get bound to him. Not only that, forget those students. I am doing some Murli discussion with somebody. He is my Chintan partner. And I can get bound to him. And I can get trapped in him. So there are three types of robbers. A man has gone into the jungle. First robber caught him. Okay? And started tied him to a tree. The second robber started beating him. The third robber was little compassionate. He untied him and said, go away, that is the village. The person says, will you not come to drop me there? He says, no, I can't come there because I am also a robber. The first robber is tamogun, that binds you. The second robber is rajogun, activity, that beats you. You will get some or other result, incur some of the results. The third robber is satogun. Satogun will liberate you, but it cannot take you to the that path, because it also fears the policeman. He can say, that is the path, go there. The goal is to become sato pradhan, even go beyond sato. Sato itself is a bondage. But better than rajo. Better than rajo, and rajo is better than tamo. Tamo means absolute inactivity. Alas, pramad. No. Person has lost interest in everything. One of the statement of Vivekananda is that he meets one person who is lazy. He is a youth, he is lazy, he is sleeping all the time. He goes to him and says, Can you steal? At least come to Rajas from Tamas. India has sank into Tamas. And this, from this Timir, from this darkness, first come to the Rajas. And from Rajas, then come to Sato. And then from Sato, you go into Sato Pradhan and go beyond Gunatit. So, finish off the karmic accounts. Om Shanti.